I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Researchers in Sydney, Australia are working on a new robot, and Sydney is the answer to our geoquiz. The new prototype is called the Articulated Head. Doesn't really give you a warm feeling. Still, the team's hoping this robot might eventually be used to help provide home care for the elderly. Phil Mercer went to meet the robot.
The Articulated Head has a friendly, avatar-like face. Its dark, inquisitive eyes peer out from a computer monitor, mounted on a free-flowing robotic arm, the type seen in car factories. The robot has a range of sensors that detect movement, voices, and facial features. The sensors help it recognize and track different people while mimicking their expressions. One of its creators is Damit Harath, an engineer at the University of Western Sydney.
So you're actually looking at the what we call the kiosk, which displays some of the internal workings of the system. So you get to see some of the emotions that's sort of behind the small brain. And also there's a little keyboard thing that you could input questions to it. So you could, for instance, I could ask a question, just I could say hello.
Oh, hello again.
You get the sense information and then goes to the small brain. And that information then again feed back to the robot arm. So you got six joints, 6 degrees of freedom, so that, you know, the person looking at it feels it's a fluid motion that coming towards you, and you get this natural feeling, you know, this robot seems to be alive.
The robot also responds to verbal questions, and it has a grasp of small talk. It will even chat about the weather.
Fair to partly cloudy.
The Sydney team has also given the Articulated Head another name.
My name is Stellar.
It's named after a Sydney performance artist who served as a model for the robot's face, expressions and voice to make it seem more human. For instance, when Stellar the robot is asked a puzzling question, it furrows its brow in apparent contemplation, and the robot smiles when it recognizes a familiar face. The researchers believe that using an actor as a model has given their creation a fresh energy. Stellark, the performance artist, is also a member of the research team. He and his colleagues hope that their robot can eventually be used as an electronic care assistant for the elderly, as Australia's population ages rapidly.
This artificially intelligent agent might be, for example, a companion for an aged person or a person with dementia. The head would be able to prompt it to remember to take its medication, for example.
The team hopes to test out Stellark the robot at a nursing home as part of the next stage of research. German-born researcher Christian Cruz says they think people there will respond well to Stellark because he seems so expressive, so human.
One can't help to immediately interpret it, that there's someone home and there's an intentional agent in the computer and it has a character and it sometimes refuses to track a person and look at a person, and sometimes it seems to like a person for some reason more than others. And though it's all computer program, there is no real emotion there.
Cruz says they don't actually think the robot is expressing dislike when it refuses to look at a person. He says it's probably responding less enthusiastically because of poor lighting or low volume. It doesn't have enough sensory information to process a response. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.